Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo.
Doo-Doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Catch up, yeah, check that one. I get eat, son. Rocking in that little tie. Yeah.
Hello, hello. We're back.
Hey.
Hey, it's Lethal. Lethal Meow. Refresh.
Oh! Meow!
We've got so many Meow. People in the studio.
Who do we have woof, here today? Woof. I'm Jay. Who else do we have?
I'm Ewan. Elisa.
Oh.
I'm B.
I'm Yaya.
I'm Daddy. You're listening to Lethal Refresh.
There's one refresh. More.
Ewan
on the microphone.
And more people to show soon.
Hopefully. Even more. Hopefully more people to show
and
soon.
Lethal Refresh is a show on CITR, and CITR is on UBC's campus, which is an occupier and a settler, literally settled, unceded, stolen, ancestral territory of the Hunkelmedum-speaking Musqueam people, who are today represented by the Musqueam Indian Band, whose reservation is located just adjacent to UBC. And they put out a lot of resources and creation, literally made their creation story public so that we could learn it. So if you're hanging out around Musqueam land and you haven't learned the creation story, you should feel bad about that. And we broadcast all the way out to the unceded, ancestral, also stolen, also occupied territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the region colonially labeled as Vancouver and Free Palestine. We stand with occupied people worldwide on Lethal Refresh.
On Lethal Refresh, we do stand. We have more people.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my God, it's Avi. Okay, we have two Yo, more people. This is the fullest I think the studio has ever been for Lethal.
Lethal Avi.
Oh my gosh. I did not know the mic was on.
And who else do we have?
Steph is here too.
Holy Steph is here. Moly.
We also have another individual. Hold on.
Give us your full. Got
a lovely friend.
Tell us your story.
Welcome back
my
to Canada.
My story. I have none. I have nothing.
What's
first
your
time
name?
At CITR.
Who are you? Who's this bozo?
Some guy, just another student. I have no thoughts on music. None important.
We paid him $5 to come in the studio.
Yeah,
I'm here to listen.
Picked him up outside of the nest.
No, it's
what
just
is
our
name,
cutie,
mysterious
the weird
student. Full name.
Alyssa.
Address.
Social. SIN. I should give my SIN out here.
Yeah, and also credit card number, expiry date.
It's your mom's maiden name. The street that you grew up on.
Yeah. Well, I'm Avi.
You're Avi.
And
Avi.
This is Lethal wow. Refresh.
This is Lethal Refresh.
Okay, Jay, I'm poised across the table looking at you right now as if you were Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. Like, my proposal,
okay.
I think in the new year, maybe Lethal Refresh is less focused on music and more focused on hot takes and opinions.
You got one for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got several.
Let it out.
2025 streaming is canceled. Like, don't stream music anymore. Literally stop
music
it.
Music is done.
No, music isn't done, but using streaming services is done. Like, we're doing it different ways now. We're bringing back wax cylinders. We're bringing
wax,
back gramophones.
Wax cylinders. Yeah.
Laserdisc, Betamax.
Eight tracks.
Floppy disks are made to save things.
Yeah. Like, streaming is bad.
Yeah, we bring back reel-to-reel tapes,
Walkman.
Actually.
Bring back acapella barbershop quintet.
Oh, yeah.
Acapella barbershop. Yeah, for sure.
That's a good take.
That's a good take.
I think we should bring back just reading sheet music, not even listening to music. That's what I do. I read the latest Wick song, one of the songs we're going to play. I read it.
The instrument is your inner voice.
Exactly.
You got to imagine it. You got to think about it in your head. You got to play it in your head and read the sheet music.
I'm thinking about compositions you couldn't even imagine.
Have you ever imagined an entire album? Like, you saw it on, like, streaming, or you held the physical copy, and you imagined every song, you read every song, and you read all the lyrics, and you were like, this is how it's going to go, and you invented the entire world, and then when you hit play, you're like, well, okay, that's not really what I was thinking.
Almost, like, similarly, yeah. Like, expectations, yeah.
Yeah, set, but one, set one day, really high expectations.
One day they're going to start dropping music, and they're going to tell you to imagine it.
But I feel like album art matters a lot. Like, you can just, like, look at the album art, have some sort of expectation of what the music's going to be like, and then it might disappoint, and it might, like, work really well together.
True. Avi, what was your favorite album art of 2024?
I gotta think of that. Wait, continue talking about.
We can talk about our favorite album arts of 2024 after the break, if you want.
Oh yeah,
wait.
We can
I have
that.
A question. I have a question based on this chatter, this buzz we're having right now.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Tell me, can you show me the first album cover of the first track that we're gonna play, and we can all take a little look-see at it?
Oh,
and
I can.
Decide, like,
I can do
what
that.
Sort of preconceived notions that it might bring up for us,
and then we can. Should I tell you anything about the artist at all?
You can say the name, and like, so maybe people can play along at home. Vote in the comments.
So this artist is from Vancouver. I actually have never heard of this artist before. It's called Ghost Town Forever. The song is called "I Want to Go See the Decorations."
Okay,
it's called "Whatever Happens," and I'll pass the cover.
It's giving cover. Who Wants to See the World's Fair by the name.
The film?
Yep.
Ooh, I love it.
That's really
this
cute.
This is the cover.
Oh. You know,
imagine it, viewer.
That's a vibe on it, God.
It's giving like self-produced indie sort of music. Like
Bandcamp vibrations.
Guess where I found it.
No.
Deezer.
Crazy girl. Oh, you crazy.
DistroKid.
No, I found it on SoundCloud, actually.
Oh.
No,
so is that is that the Vancouver skyline? Would we posit?
I have no idea.
It's very blurry.
It is very blurry. What do you expect from it, then?
I expect bit crushing. I expect drum breaks that honestly might not need to be there. I'm expecting... a little waifish voice, a little melody in the nighttime. That's what I'm expecting.
You're already calling out imaginary drum breaks. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You said you found it on SoundCloud, like game recognized.
No, I didn't find it on SoundCloud.
Oh, you silly girl! You're so crazy. You're so crazy, girl.
Did anyone else have any preconceived notions?
Reverby guitars. That's really all I can think.
Reverb guitars.
I was gonna say something like that, like slowed plus reverb.
Something ominous, just because of the moon.
Because of the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something quite magical.
Okay. Well, we're gonna see what this has to offer, and then we're gonna play two more Vancouver artists. Also, we're gonna play House Guest, which is Ewan's pick. Cry About It. House Guest is pretty cool.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. I haven't seen them live.
They played at Kerner's like last month. And then I think they're playing soon again with, I forget who, but yeah, they're out and about. This is from their upcoming EP, which will release, I think they said on the 31st. This is the first track they've released from it. And yeah, House Guest is really awesome. I think they're playing at Green Auto, if I remember. I think that's where they're playing, but, check their Instagram to find out more.
So that song is going to be called Cry About It. And then we're also going to play Beautiful World. We're going to play Lying Through Teeth by Beautiful World, who just dropped a new album called Beautiful World.
Yes.
So enjoy these three tracks, and we'll be back in a little bit. Goodbye. Hello, we're back.
Is Hello. There a problem?
Oh, there's a little problem. There's always a little problem.
Studio A is loud. A lively hotbed.
It's very lively.
Activity.
It's very loud. We often have output issues.
Little output issues.
Who doesn't these days in the cold days of winter?
Output issues with their are not output. An out for 2025.
Yeah. Output issues. Hold on.
Yeah, come on. Come on, man.
Nope. Nope. That is not it.
Wait, are we...
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone's in UBC this Thursday, La Lune, Gadfly. And what's the last one?
Often Wrong
are playing a live show. It's free. 7 p.m. Bless you. So catch that if you can.
Catch it if you can. Thursday at 7?
Something like that.
Thursday at 7. Yeah, Thursday at 7 at Kerner's. Yep.
Gadfly Band. Shout out Gadfly for carrying all guitar-based music.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. But shout out to Gadfly. And we should be ready to go here in a second.
Awesome. Site. Let's go. Lethal Refresh, CITR 101.9 FM.
What I did last year, trying to reveal bullshit songs like this about you, before I realized the time I wasted. You know, feeling so stupid now, playing guitar just stuck in the saddle. Feeling like a learning experience for a million more times. And I get to live this, I can't just look forward to what's next. I gotta put it in motion, faster than before. I burned down the door.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Meow. Hi.
Hey.
Meow. I think that was what we expected.
I think so, yeah. I think it was what we expected. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there were breaks on that song, but...
Tell me the name of that first track again.
That first track was I want to go see the decorations.
I think I was slightly off base. To me, it sounded like there were chopped up drum breaks, but they were live.
Yeah.
They were live. There was like live drumming that they cut up. Like,
yeah.
It's not just like they put the thinky break on there or the amen knee break on there.
Yeah, there was a mix of both.
Yeah, yeah.
Like live and chopped.
So yeah. Game recognize game. Credit where it's due.
Hello?
I recognize that bass. I have the same plugin. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that song was cool. Those other two, the house guest song. I like that song. I want to see them. And also the Beautiful World song. I've never heard Beautiful World before. You like the guitar part, right? Yeah. I like the guitar part too. Hello. That was pretty rockin'. We've got a B thing though that B asked for, a B thing that's B related.
What does B have in store?
Is this the Kokira track?
Oh yeah.
I've been Kokira has frequented my Discover Weekly for some time, and every once in a while I'm like, wow, this track is certainly up tempo, certainly with digital drums and with tones and melodies even ?
And it's about you?
Well, no, it's not about me. It's just eponymously named.
I think it's
named.
About you.
I think, okay, you know what? You're right. This track was written about me.
I think when they play this live, they're like,
This one goes
out to B.
Yeah, that's me.
From CITR.
Yeah.
101.9 FM.
I'm glad you're resisting the temptation to dox me on air right now.
I was thinking about it. It was really tempting.
Well, I have another like brief like hot take / business proposal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reflecting on like our departure from music this year, Lethal Refresh is kind of diversifying.
We don't like music.
Actually. No, not anymore. It's canceled basically. But I think what's next for us is private equity.
Radio.
Yeah. I think that we need to be consolidating funds and buying a diverse packet of stocks that is gonna be recession proof. I've run out of financial lingo nomenclature.
Put an NFT in there too.
Yeah, let's get one NFT.
You know, you got to get those monkey boys. They'll come back in 2025.
They've been forced underground.
They have, yeah. Exactly.
They live in the sewers. They live in their G wagons now.
They'll be back.
G wagon.
Oh.
Car.
Car.
I think the new trend is we make a new coin, a CITR coin. People will buy that up.
No, we need to do the Hawk Tua girl thing. We need to get on Pookie's wave.
Financial fraud.
Yes,
that's
scam.
Scamming's
smart.
So in.
Crypto fraud is so
in. I'm reaching out a hand to you, listener, and I'm saying, come be part of my crypto rug pull. buy lethal coin it to the moon.
Lethal coin. Yeah.
We're gonna get rich very quickly.
And then we go in a Twitter space and then
and then we get really sleepy.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Well, while we develop our 10-step plan to use the blockchain to separate people from their life savings, like maybe we should play this really like down tempo chill track. Like picture like the breeze. The breeze that and your eyelashes make when they're like brushing over your lover's face. Like it's that soft.
Or the breeze of a computer that's mining crypto.
True. Just a little whisper. Just a little phantom of the wind.
Wow, I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, so just take a deep breath and just center yourself, you know? Maybe count backwards from 10 and just, like, take, you know, square breathing and all that. It's just we're all going to be meditating in the studio. We're going to be completely silent.
Grounding is out for 2025, by the way.
Oh, just
sealing in, is it? So you got to reverse it.
Feet to the sky. We just bottle it up.
Feet to the sky.
We're not discussing anything.
Feet to the sky.
Okay.
You got to be upside down like a bat. That's what's in. That's a new kind of meditation and grounding. Huh. Can you do that?
No, I'm incapable.
Grow up.
With your feet up in the air and your head in the ground.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Grind is the... Oh, God, how's that song go again?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Anyways.
Wheel it up, Jay!
Here's Killer Bee by Kokira. Did I say it right? Kokira,
yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, cool. And I'm also going to play two other tracks, but we're going to talk about those a little later. And I'm going to play a quick ad first, but it's on the way. Goodbye.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music, such as... Run for the knife, when I step into the gun, I'll kill him. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show. Or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Fuels our art. Don't tell me that you're moving on. Cause baby, I am not that strong. Don't tell me that you're moving on. Cause baby, I am not that strong. Don't tell me that you're moving on. Cause baby, I am not tell me. Guess I'm a passive bitch. You know the whole story. You can read me so damn well. I give God the glory. He gave me someone like you to tell me how I fucked up. I'm out of touch. I ain't enough. Don't think I'm someone you could love. I guess it's true. Ain't no care for me and you. You'll move on. I'll pull through. That's what niggas always do, right? I'm insecure. Can't help that a nigga so careless. Just see the word, nigga. I could care less. Don't fuck with me, nigga. I'm jealous. I could care less. Yeah, I can help. I can deal with rejection. Burn it out. I can dissipation. I can stand it all like a perfection, man. Shit. I'm good enough on my own. I'm better off being alone. I'm burning up, I'm full grown. I can't lose it. I can't choose. There ain't nothing he can tell us. I'm that nigga. Unforgiving, lost in pride. No shit left you dead inside. No, I took you for a ride, and I'll admit it. I didn't like how I was living. I put my faith in you. I didn't know what I was getting. Bitch, I'm living. Desperate dreams and fantasies. Guess that's all you meant to me. This shit wasn't meant to be. I got.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you. We're back. You just heard, you heard three songs. You heard the Killer Bee one by Kokira.
It was a pretty cool track.
The very calming and relaxing song.
It was kind of like being a little crab in a tide pool.
Well, you're having a tough time with that microphone. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
What were we saying?
I'm sorry.
It was a pretty cool track.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was cool.
The one after that was Beau by Quentin Barnes off Code Noir. Hearing about them for the first time, too.
Unclear whether there's a relation to Beau is Afraid, the film.
I hope not. I think it's just a word, B. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm always concerned with intertextuality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix you got was a point. So freaked out. He was terrified.
He was terrified? Was he the terrifier?
No, I think he was the Terrify-E.
Okay, I see. And then that last one was also your pick. That was Tonight Tonight by Meldamore and Dark Chisme.
I wish I could give you more solid know-how about Meldamore. I'm going to just go to their Spotify, and I'm just going to see if the album art like inspires any facts.
They say From the Ashes We Will Rise in their... So, and make of that what you will.
Yeah.
Make of that what you will, I guess.
Yeah, they're a cool duo. I feel like I get the feeling that they might be have the tendency to be pretty cool.
It says that Dark Chisme is Seattle-based.
Okay.
And that's the duo. So I think that's what you're referring to.
By thinking that this band may or may not be from Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's a lot of goth revival stuff happening on the West Coast right now.
There is a lot.
I feel like all up and down. Definitely a lot in Seattle. Oh my God, there's a band. I'm gonna look up the band and I'm gonna remember instead of just saying everything that comes to mind. But there are bands that are worth mentioning. Has anyone ever listened to Urette from L.A.?
Urette? No.
A-U-R-A-T. They're absolutely insanely sick. Maybe my artist of 2024 in terms of just like streaming and enjoying. But they sing in Urdu and in Spanish and in English. They're so cool. Their entire discography is absolutely rock solid. Yeah. And Urette, I know you're listening. Tour.
Yeah, please.
Please tour. Please leave the state of California. Please. If you go to Seattle, I'll meet you there. Please.
Okay, I've got to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really great.
Yeah. Oh, my
God.
How do you spell it?
A-U-R-A-T. Insanely fire in the booth.
I feel like this seems familiar.
Yes.
The name seems familiar.
Yes. I need everyone on the planet to stream their music.
I really like one of their songs.
I feel like they have like a really, really diverse...
They have one really popular one, then I know that one.
Yeah. I also want to say shout out to Molly from Scaries, County Leinster. I know you're listening, and I miss you. And I hope you go to Scaries Beach South, and you go to Super Value, and you have a slice of ham.
A slice of ham.
That's oh yeah. You know what? Maybe for fun we can play a little. We can play a little special track. Are you okay with me? Like,
oh yeah. What do you have? What's your idea?
I want to play. My dear friend Molly is listening, and I want to play. If you could cue the track "Love and Misery" by the band Big Tears, it should just be on Spotify. But they're heavy hitting transsexuals in the city of Dublin, and
in the city of Dublin.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They're incredibly sweet and like very willing to like get you skilled up, get you the DIY you need, like be a genuine like part of your community. And they're also like insanely hardworking artists that play more shows than like any other band in Dublin that I know of. And their drummer's name is Molly, and she's a total sweetheart, and she's listening, so we should play their track.
Okay. Well, next up is Love and Misery.
Yeah.
By Big Tears.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get kind of loud again and play some scrams and stuff. Some scrams. We're going to play Mouse Song by See You Soon and Each Day by Twine off Landing Day. So enjoy these. I'm going to play a quick ad, though. And then we'll play these.
Cut the mic.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's... I see her across the room. I know she will be leaving soon. And my poor heart is gonna break.
Catch smoke with your bare hands.
never get to show you these letters.
Guided through guilt, lazy, lying.
What if after all this time I still can't be present and authentic?
As I entered the bakery, the sweet smell was all in the air and your eyes were all aglow. Brightened by conversation and emboldened by the flame of what could be, I took a step towards you, which would be a step too far. Now you hold my heart in your hands like a mouse embraced by a hawk. I lost the key.
Hello, hello. You just heard three songs. You heard Love and Misery by Big Tears, Mouse Song by See You Soon, and Each Day by Twine.
Those were so awesome.
Those were really awesome. Hello. next up, though, we have Chris. Chris Horrific.
Woo!
We have Parts Unknown. So you're gonna oh, I don't know what to say.
You're gonna flip your
lid.
You're
gonna find the parts, even though they're unknown. I don't know.
You need to buy gold, and you need to bury it in the ground, okay? Big things are coming, and you need to be ready with gold. Wow. In the ground. Bury your gold.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You need to hide money in your mattress like you are Mr. Krabs.
Steal all of your grandma's fine jewelry and pawn it off.
Take a handful of nuts before dinner. Who cares if you ruin your appetite? Who could care? Not me.
I hide my money in the blockchain, baby.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, and buy Lethal Coin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do that.
Okay, guys. We'll talk we're pretty tired.
I night, think we're going to go to sleep now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Meow.